Reshtesiv Beis. Look up Kodesh Shel Sheichem Amai. He took a cup of beer water, cold water, which one makes a shakol out. Ulbeh Bochat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bo'i Pri HaGofen. He made the wrong bracha. The Torah Tei Dibo Nizkan Shetoeh. He chapped himself within the Torah Tei Dibo. The amount of time it takes to say Shoma Aleichem Rebbe. A few seconds. So basically he said, and that's, this is what he said. Yotza, he is Yotza. This is another pshat in the Gemara in the previous sif. Even though he said the wrong words, but since he fixed himself up, both of these halachas are because of a suffix, and the male is a suffix prophet of Kula. Therefore, if a person ate a full meal, which is a meal of the rice now, and he had the wrong kavani when he made the bracha, or he said the wrong words and then he fixed himself, if it's a suffix, he should have to start over again. Because there's a subject of rice. Your Meister, Mr. Bruce says it's Tzorchi in Medina because he says that, in the case at least, when he said all the right words, there are a lot of opinions that say that Yotze Vada, mainly by the case of Be'er Samozin, he would not say of the Be'er Samozin. Call upon him, by every bracha, especially by Be'er Samozin, Be'er Satay, which are the rice, one should make sure that he doesn't start saying the bracha, thinking about something else, trying to say Asher Yotze or Bar Nefashos or whatever else, and then switching it, because then he runs into serious problems. Says the Ramah, Im hoyu acherim shoisim gam kein. If there are other people that are drinking together with him, the yain with them, they have wine in front of them, the diet of gam kein el yain shoyosovo shebekois yain. His the das of the mevorach was also on the wine, because he thought that he has wine in his cup. So here's a different case. Here's a case, he's holding a cup of water. And there's other people that have wine in front of them. And he thinks he's also holding a cup of wine. Then something he sees that he's holding water. In that case, the Ramah says, because even though he thought he had water, he made the right bracha, and there's wine in front of him. And therefore, the bracha works as a bracha for the wine. Even though he made a mistake when he made the bracha, so he said, "Bar Priya Gofen." It won't help for the water; but it'll help to drink the wine. And he was planning to drink the other wine also, not just the wine in his cup. Also, to make it other people. Therefore, his bracha was not bracha levatolo, and he could drink the other. Why? So basically, the Ramah is saying two reasons why this bracha worked. Number one is he himself was planning to drink the other wine. And number two, the way Mishnah Berurah understands it, even if he was not planning to drink wine, or there was no wine in front of him at that time, but since he's being made to the other people, so the bracha took effect in respect to the other people. And Mele, his bracha was in bracha levatala, and Mele, he could also drink that wine. The Chiddush. Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rambam over here is going to his opinion in Siman Reish Vov, that he holds that when you didn't have clear das to drink the other item, which is not in your hand, then you have to make a new bracha. But Mishnah Berurah himself passed over there, like a poiskim that say that min hastam, we assume that if you make a bracha on something and there's other of that min in front of you and the thing you're holding gets spoiled, can't be used, in this time we assume that you want your bracha to work for the other ones also. Mela, as long as there's other wine on the table when he made his bracha, even though it ended up that the cup he had and water in it, automatically we say that his bracha works for the other wine.